Okay, Ty, can you mic check for me?
Yeah, I can mic check for you. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, in the place to be. What's up, everybody? My name is Ty, my shoe.
I went to Arkansas with my peeps in the car. We brought a lot of snacks because it was really, really far. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. Then we stopped and ate barbecue and drank some sweet tea.
That's it. And then you dropped the mic.
I shouldn't have had her do that. She made me look bad.
I mean, we almost got eaten by an alligator a couple times.
So. Whoa, let's stop there really quickly. Because I have a video of Wyler almost losing his gonads on a golf course.
The hollow mullet.
It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
What's new, Trev?
Saddest 2 weeks of the year, Nate.
I feel you, man.
Thanksgiving is behind us, and that means duck season's over.
For a whole week.
2 weeks.
Opens
back up the 9th.
It's 2 whole weeks?
2 whole weeks. So I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Now I'm sadder than I was before.
I know.
I got a list of things you can do since you're home now.
Snap. I forgot we gave her a mic.
Hey-o.
What's new with you, man?
Well, speaking of mics, we added a third mic a couple weeks ago.
That's probably the worst decision we've ever made.
Yeah, we might be regretting that one pretty quick.
Easy killer.
Also, we had a guest with Rob Chapman last month.
Yep.
That was a great episode. We had a lot of fun with that one. So tonight, we've got two more special guests. The guys from Florida Fishing Products, Ty Nelson and Wyler Gins. What's up, guys?
Not too much, man.
I just want to say thank you guys, Travis, Emily, and Nate, for having us on the show.
Absolutely. We're happy to do it, man. So tell us a little bit about Florida Fishing Products.
So Florida Fishing Products got started back in April 2016. I was just finishing up at UCF. I was actually in the middle of a pitch competition called UCF Joust Competition. I made it to the semifinals and lost. And the company I was working with wasn't my company. It was a friend's company. And one of my longtime friends who's not able to be here tonight, Tim, actually called me up and he said, hey, let's start a company together. It kind of, that's how it all started. But really, it started after that, after, you know, I was fishing a tournament and I burned through multiple reels and I was kind of upset about that. So that kind of gave us the idea, all right, why don't we start with like a fishing reel company? And so we just kind of like started like bouncing off ideas of like, all right, well, what do we want to see in a fishing reel? And after doing some more research, we found out, you know, anglers were looking for a lightweight, smooth and durable fishing reel. But on top of that, what we found is anglers were starting to become more conservation minded. And we noticed these larger companies, like we had talked about a little earlier tonight, a lot of them aren't really so conservation minded. So, you know, with that in mind, we kind of launched Florida Fishing Products, and kind of that's how it all really started off.
So Wyler, tell us, how long have you guys known each other? How did you and Ty meet?
Well, I think we met almost 10 years ago now through a good buddy of ours.
It's been too long.
Patrick, back in high school. Pat was my best friend and Ty's longtime neighbor, fishing buddy. So when I met Pat and we started fishing and every day practically, you know, obviously I became good friends with Ty. So, I mean, we've known each other forever. We got some awesome memories catching huge Goliath grouper, Jewfish.
I've known Wyler for a really, really long time. We have a lot of silly adventures. But this one kind of like takes the cake where they had just gotten back, they being Pat, my good friend, and Wyler's good friend, from their first year of college. And so it's Thanksgiving break, and we decide that we're going to go on an all-night fishing adventure and stay out until the next morning. So we were going to tarpon fishing at night and then stay either on the boat, or we had this great idea, let's go to Sonesta, Sandoval Harbor, in Fort Myers and just stay on their hammocks, and then we'll go snook fishing the next day. So we end up having the most epic tarpon fishing night in the middle of November, mind you. I mean, it's like November 20th. It's cold out, but the river's pretty warm where we were at. Oh, man, I said too much already. We jumped 20 tarpon. 20 freaking tarpon. Big fish, too. All over 80 pounds.
Wow.
And then we go to Sonesta, and we sit up there, and Pat catches like a 35 to 40-inch snook. And then it comes to the point where we're like, all right, we're tired. We need to go to sleep. So we go to these hammocks, and it starts pouring down rain.
Pouring rain. And it gets it was already cold outside.
It's November, and we're Florida boys. I mean, it was freezing. Absolutely freezing out. I mean,
Ty even brought a blanket because we knew we were going to sleep, and he gets cold.
But these girls were not prepared. This Boy Scout, this Eagle Scout here was not prepared. And they ended up, I think all of us actually,
we
ended up...
Hey, we made it work.
Snagging a bunch of towels from the hotel. They're just sitting out by the pool and just wrapped ourselves in towels.
I'm pretty sure we went into the pool room and grabbed a bunch of towels and they got soaked, so every hour we had to
Get new towels. Oh, yeah. And we get cold, so we'd hop in the hot tub. And finally, the sun started to rise. And we spent the whole next day on the water until like 4 p.m. And it was a really cloudy day. I didn't wear any sunscreen, and I was burnt to a crisp. Ooh, yeah.
I remember we fished the next day.
Multiple snook.
Tried getting some redfish, couldn't find them. But I remember there was, I think, a couple pictures, and where Patrick's like wrapped in towels. Yeah. I mean, because all our clothes were wet, and we brought literally a bunch of towels with us. And I mean, he's got like six towels on to stay warm.
You know, a
couple around his head, around his waist, like over his shoulders, around his arms. It looked kind of goofy, but it was pretty funny.
What differentiates your reels from every other reel on the market?
And most people probably don't like this, but I kind of say a reel is a reel is a reel. And I do find that our reel has some really great qualities. It's a full aluminum body, has a stage 2 anodized coat, so you're not going to have your reel chipping over time. It's a glossy black coat at that, which is really unique. It's a fully, you know, blacked out reel.
It's a sexy looking reel.
It's a good looking reel. And on top of that, we have 11 plus 1 ball bearings, the plus 1 being the roller bearing. And it's extremely smooth. So we have a durable reel with a full aluminum body, the 11 plus 1 ball bearings, which makes it a very smooth reel. And because it's aluminum, it's also lightweight. All of our reels are under 12 ounces. Our 2500 is under 10. The other two fall between 10 and 11.75 ounces. So
the 3000 is still 9.9.
3000 is 9.9. That's right. That's under 10 as well. Just had to throw that in there. But yeah, so we really, when we started, we wanted that mid-range reel, like I was kind of saying before, lightweight, durable, and smooth. Something in between the Shimano Stratix and the Penn Clash is kind of what we thought. Something that had it all. You know, one company's more known for their smooth, lightweight reels. The other one's known for their more durable, longer-lasting reels. And so I feel that we hit that on the head pretty well with our reel. But then I have to go a little bit further and say, going back to the a reel is a reel is a reel, what we really feel like we offer better, because we are a smaller company, is customer service. And we are going to stand behind our customer service. You're going to have issues with your reels. If you fish saltwater, you're going to have issues with your reels. And you'll tell me.
Absolutely.
You're a guide.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, and I'll say this too. We would be happy to sit at this table and do a podcast with the guys from Shimano or the guys from Dio or anything else. But you guys are in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You're Florida boys, born, bred. You fish the same waters we fish.
Exactly.
So it kind of speaks to us that you're in it with us,
right,
so to speak. You're not sitting in some corporate office in L.A. or, you know, wherever Dio was headquartered. You know, it kind of feels better to us.
Well, and plus the conservation mind that you guys have and kind of your commitment to that. I mean, it speaks to us too, you know, because we're big conservationists. And so we want to be with companies and support companies that have the same mindset we do.
For sure.
So what's the biggest fish? Each of you are going to have to answer this. What's the biggest fish you've caught on an Osprey spinning reel?
My sister lives up in New York, and she's come down with her girlfriends multiple times to go out on the boat and whatever, spring break or whatnot. And every time she would go, she'd check the whole boat and make sure that there's no fishing rods. If there was a fishing rod in one of the compartments, she would not go. So this past Christmas, she came down with her boyfriend, and obviously her boyfriend wanted to go fishing. She allowed us to go on the boat with fishing rods. We only got, we're going 2 hours max so that he can try and catch a fish, this and that. We went out, spent like an hour catching bait, caught some little tiny pilchards. And I figured, you know, I heard there were some bonitas off the beach. So we ran offshore, I don't know, maybe 2 miles. This was Christmas Eve day.
Okay.
We caught a couple little sharks, no bonitas. We're looking around for some birds. And all of a sudden, on the Osprey 4000 and a little redfish noodle, this tarpon jumps out of the water. It must have been probably 125 pounds. I'm using a 30-pound fluorocarbon leader and a little 3/0 Mustad light wire circle hook. And I fought that fish for about 45 minutes and brought him to the boat, grabbed his face. My sister's got videos of the fish jumping.
That's awesome.
And I remember when you sent me the video, I didn't believe that he caught it on our reel.
He didn't believe me until afterwards. My sister's camera with the video of me fighting this thing and the drags absolutely screaming, 15-pound braid. I mean, I've got pictures. I sent him the picture of me holding the reel and holding the tarpon's face on the side of the boat. And he's like, oh, funny, you know, let's actually
I thought he just threw
get
the reel
something more
there, right,
believable.
Go catch a giant tuna and hold our reel up.
Right. But then I saw the video, and that's when I realized he actually had caught this 120-pound tarpon on a 4,000-size reel.
With 30-pound leader and a little 3/0 light wire circle hook.
That's amazing.
Wow. It was amazing, you know. It was the first time my sister has ever gone fishing with me on the boat.
Wow.
So
she thinks he's the best angler.
Right. Yeah. Don't ever take her again.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. I mean, just leave it at that.
We were out for 3 hours.
It wore me out.
3 hours.
So I can't.
We caught that fish, headed straight in. She loved it. Her boyfriend had a blast. He caught a big shark. You know, we had a good time. I don't know if she'll go again, but... You know.
Why should she? She peaked. Yeah. Like, first trip.
Yeah. I know.
She's got the story to tell.
Hey, I want her to go again.
She doesn't
again.
Need to go ever again. No, yeah. Right. Just leave it at that.
She's got to be the good luck charm, though.
No. Right. Maybe. Maybe it was the FFP reel. Mm-hmm. The Osprey.
We always kind of say that, you know, each reel, the amount of love that we put into them, we make sure to sprinkle a little good fishing
fairy
juju.
Fairy dust and whatnot.
Fishing juju, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
The biggest fish I've caught on an Osprey spinning reel was during a tournament. It was an IFA kayak tour. I was listening to your first podcast, and you were talking about kayak fishing, Nate in particular, basically saying it's a very difficult sport. And I really appreciate you saying that because people play it down all the time. I'm like, you guys don't understand. You're fishing in a boat with a 225. It does all the work for you.
Yep.
I'm paddling my butt off out there. And when it's tournament day, I don't choose what the weather is. I don't choose if it's windy. I always joke around. The forecast during tournament day is northeast, southwest winds, 10 to 25 mile an hour with 35 mile an hour gusts. So it could be anything.
Right.
But this particular day, it was about 10 mile an hour wind, so it wasn't too bad. And I had found a good school of bull redfish a couple days before with my buddy. And I had gotten back on top of the same school of fish. They weren't eating. But I think the magic juju finally kicked in. I switched over to a topwater bait, and I throw this topwater skitterwalk into a school of bull redfish, and the first cast, just this thing, boom, just explodes on it and misses it. And my heart
that's my favorite thing in the world, man.
Out of my chest so hard. And that's when I like that's always the moment where I realize like how much I love this sport. When I miss that fish and my heart is just about to explode on my chest. And so I push back up to the school and I make the next cast. And mind you, at this point, it's a trout and redfish tournament. I already have a 23-inch trout in the boat. I know if I can get one of these redfish, I'm going to win the tournament. Like, I'm very, very confident that if I get one of these reds, I'm going to win the tournament because they're big fish. And I get a cast back into the school after pulling back up to them because they pushed off a little bit, but they didn't really care because I didn't hook a fish. So
if they're that big, I'm sure you could see them.
Yeah, they're 40 to 50-inch fish. And so second cast, I get the explosion hooked up, and I'm using like 10-pound braid, 20-pound leader.
2,500 reel or?
It's a 3,000 size, 3,000 size Osprey. At the time, we hadn't got our 2,500s in yet, so that was the smallest that we had. This thing just spins me all around. I got the micro power pole on my Jackson kayak, so that luckily kept me kind of in place. I use that
all
the time.
Put a little more heat on him. And
Exactly. And it keeps me from getting into the deeper water. I prefer to stay in shallower water. It's a little harder for them. When they get in deeper the water, they can start digging down a little bit better, and I like to keep them shallow. So I get the fish up, and I land it. And the sucker's bigger than the board they gave me. It's a 45-inch board.
Whoa.
And it was about a 50-inch redfish. And
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It inhaled this topwater bait. I mean, absolutely inhaled it. And I kept it in the water for a good 5 minutes. And I'm just, my whole hand is in its mouth getting this topwater out. And I got it out, no issues, and released the fish. I think by keeping it in the water as long as I did, it really, really helped out. I don't recommend if you catch a big bull redfish or any fish for that matter that's hooked deep like that. You know, keep them in the water, allow them to continue to breathe through their gills, and just, you know, take it easy with them. And that's what I did. Got the hooks out and got my photos, released it. And it was actually a Jacksonville tournament. And I was fishing down in Mosquito Lagoon. You can fish anywhere on the East Coast for an East Coast tournament, anywhere on the West Coast for a West Coast tournament. And so I made my drive up to Jacksonville. It took 2 hours, but I ended up winning the tournament. So it
was
epic
that's
story.
That's awesome. That's
you know,
a great story.
It was our first year with the Osprey spinning reel. It was really the first, like, three or four months of having these reels.
So nobody had them really yet to even win it. That was definitely
the first
tournament
win,
right?
But once it was on the market.
Yeah.
But I think what was cooler than that is that same weekend, I had two buddies back home fishing a bass fishing tournament with Ospreys, and they won their tournament. I had our buddies Tim Jones, I think Brooks Riley, fishing another tournament, and they won their tournament. And I had fourth pair of guys. And these are like all the beginning guys.
On the same weekend.
Fishing products on the same weekend won another tournament. There's four tournaments that were won on the Osprey in the same weekend. And I regret that I didn't end up writing up that article because that was a really cool feat.
Yeah.
You know?
That I mean, there's some serious juju in those reels.
That's
that,
pretty convincing,
I mean, like,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're pretty superstitious about this stuff, so yeah.
We
might need to let them lay hands on all of our reels before they leave.
Well, they already have.
We have, yeah.
So no bananas on the boat?
Oh, we're...
Word. Well, we did a whole episode about fishing superstitions.
Bananas.
Actually,
like
it's outdoor superstitions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like hunting and fishing.
I have a lucky hat, and if I don't have my lucky hat,
Oh, geez. Is it a Florida Fishing Products hat?
No, it's an Avid hat, and it's in rough shape. Oh. Like, it's on its last legs.
You want a new lucky hat?
Legit. I lost the hat. Legit, I lost the hat on a duck hunt, and we didn't see Jack for 2 hours. And way after the ducks were supposed to be, like, we should have killed our ducks and gone home.
Right.
I found it, put it on my head, and we start killing ducks. Like, 10 minutes later, seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it was so quick.
And they shouldn't have even been flying at that point. Yeah. So yeah. I'm a big proponent of, like, don't mess with my hat. In episode 3, we did a duck species draft, and everyone kind of liked that format. So what we decided to do was bring Ty and Weiler over, and we're going to do What I Want for Christmas Outdoors Edition draft.
Let's do it.
The rules are pretty simple. We're going to go in order. We drew order earlier. Nate's going first.
Okay.
Then Ty, then Weiler, then me, then Emily. If Emily doesn't participate very well, though, we'll take her mic away pretty quickly.
Okay.
Sounds fair enough.
Like, if she starts doing, like, nail appointments and things like that, we're gonna yank the mic away.
Aren't you a little old for Barbies?
I've always been more of a G.I. Joe girl anyways. Okay. So. Yeah.
So the rule, though, is if somebody picks your product, you're not allowed to pick it.
That one's off the list.
That's off the list. So we're going to see how this goes. We're going to go a few rounds. Nate, why don't you get us started? What's your first pick?
All right. So my first pick of the 2017 Christmas present draft, I'm going to go with Benelli Super Black Eagle 3.
Okay. So you're just going all in.
Oh, yeah.
Money-wise.
First pick of the draft, you got to get the best thing.
What is this ticket on that? $1,800? $1,900?
Yeah, something close to that.
Okay. So you're going, it's a semi-automatic shotgun. That's like the
Top-of-the-line primo shotgun on the market probably right now.
That's a strong choice.
I mean,
what are the chances you're getting that for Christmas?
Almost zero. Okay. But, you know, you go big or go home. This is a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's right what here. I want for Christmas, right, not want, what I'm
right.
getting
not
for Christmas.
Not what I'm getting, exactly.
All right, Ty, what do you got?
I just want to say, when you first said that, I had no clue what you were talking about. I'm really glad you said it was a shotgun. So it went right over
And we're going to take Ty, Weiler, Tim, whoever, we're going to get these guys duck hunting this year. That's happening.
Let's do it.
Like, we gotta get you guys
out
there.
For the audience, I'm not a duck hunter or hunter by any means. I am a hunter, but in the sense on the water.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm an
hunter of fish.
No shame in that game.
Yeah. I feel bad because on my list was the cheapest 12-gauge from Walmart.
Yours is probably way more realistic than Nate's.
Of course. You know, I still have the 20-gauge I got for my 12th birthday.
Yeah.
It's a little youth model, and it's hard to shoot ducks. I've been a couple times. I need a 12 gauge, but
there you go.
$1,600. I'll try and find one, maybe $200 or $300.
Yeah,
there you go.
Because then I might actually get it.
Solid
then I might get
out
it
there for that price range.
You'll yeah, and 20 gauges. I've killed all my ducks on a 20 gauge.
Oh, I killed plenty of ducks with it, but yeah. You know, it's a youth model, short barrel, short stock, and
yeah, you're a big guy.
Like, yeah, you're like a little kid, you need something to fit you. Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Ty? What's your pick? Number one.
Number one pick.
This is your first round pick.
Of the 2017 Christmas present draft.
This is like a quarterback you're picking right now.
Oh, this is definitely a quarterback in my mind. This is something I'm going to put to really good use if I get one, which I probably won't, but you never know. A Yeti Hopper.
Nice.
I don't know the different sizes. I didn't do enough research on them. I'm pretty sure the Yeti Hopper has two different sizes.
I think it might be three now.
Is it three?
I think it might be three.
Flip 8, Flip 12, or a Flip 18.
Mm. Ooh, nice. I like the name Flip, and they have some videos with Flip Palette. Yeah. I don't know if they named it after Flip. I kind of feel like they
I'm sure they definitely did.
I'm sure they did, too. Let's be honest. That's a good name to get in bed with, right?
Love it. So am I allowed to go on like a side story?
Yeah.
All right, so I have a really cool experience. I got to go fish on Hell's Bay number 1 with Flip Palette while I was working at Hell's Bay as their marketing intern, and that was the absolute coolest experience.
I bet.
It was Flip's new whip ray that he has, like the 20, I think he got in 2015, and then the original hole number 1 that he'd brought back from Bimini, which he originally brought over to the Bahamas at night using only a compass. I don't know if you guys have heard that story.
I have.
He had like 12 gallons of gas. The guy's just he's
Chris man. Peterson told me that story.
Yeah. We'll talk more about Flip later, but definitely the Yeti Hopper, Yeti Hopper Flip 8 through 18, whichever it
is. The Flip edition.
You don't really care. Would you get the green one or the blue one or the gray one? I think they're gray and blue or green.
Guys,
and brown.
Developing news.
Whoa.
There's the Flip 8, the Flip 12, the Flip 18. Then there's the 220, the 230, and the 240.
There's a 240 hopper?
Whoa.
Yes. Can we see a picture of this real quick?
400 doll hairs. Hang on.
Doll hairs. Nice.
That's what you need. I mean, let's be honest.
Go up to the other one. So that's the...
Go big or go home, dude.
See, the one I'm thinking is more like the lunchbox.
Boom. That one right there, like, the actual flip. Yeah, so the one you're talking about is just the hopper. I'm thinking more the flip, the little one.
He wants the flip 18.
Exactly. But the larger
or an 18 pack of beer.
Like one of those two, that's going to be another year.
Okay.
Yeah. This year I want that because I fish out of the Ginu a lot and the kayak, and that's just like a perfect fit.
It really is. Yeah, and they're so well made.
They are.
I mean, absolutely. They're expensive, but they're worth it. It's quality, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Wyler, you're up. First pick.
Well, I'm going to say that my first pick this year in the draft is probably going to be a 12-foot Barracuda cast net in a quarter-inch mesh.
What color? Are you going to go colored?
Got to get a custom color.
I haven't really thought about that too much.
So you're just going to go standard mono color?
I'm just hoping I get it from
he's
Santa.
Getting, he's getting
you
an
know,
all
those
black.
Things are
he's
expensive.
Getting an all-black net.
All right. Well, I mean, we could get
have you seen, have you seen good wines, Ned?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen some awesome colors. I think Mike's got an American flag colored one as well, red, white, and blue.
He's got one that's all black. Mm-hmm. I think he may have lost that one already.
Whoa.
They've got one that's got they've got one that's got a thin blue line on it for police support. Yep.
Like
I think
we talked like about a Jamaican flag. Yeah, Jamaican flag one. Yeah, the Rastafarian.
And Burton Young's a real good guy. He's a veteran. He's got a good product, and he's flipping it on sale. Emily wants one of those. She talked about this 2 weeks ago. She wants one of those that's colored like a pancake with a little pat of butter on it. So when you throw it, it looks like a real pancake.
Wow! So it's
how about that?
Brown with
you're throwing pancakes with
it.
Pancakes.
Yes. How about that? That'd be big.
See, I think that sounds like a pretty good color combination. I met Burton over at the Tampa Bay Boat Show meet and greet, and I got to throw one. I didn't get enough of the little plastic fish to win a net. But I've really needed a quarter inch mesh for a while so that when I'm catching bait down in Fort Myers, I'm not having all the little guys.
A Christmas tree situation.
Oh my gosh. Springtime, it's already past Christmas. The Christmas tree's in the fire pit.
Yeah.
And when you pull up a Christmas tree, it gets a little frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those quarter inch nets are a little more expensive than the larger mesh nets because there's obviously more mesh involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if I'm going to spend the money, I got to go with one of these Barracudas.
For sure.
I think that's
another local company here out
of
Tampa.
Good company, good people.
Great product.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have a warranty. I don't know any other company.
They'll meet you and replace your net.
Exactly. If, as long as you bring the horn in.
They may not be able to replace it with one that's custom colored right away, but they can replace it.
Well, you bring in the horn and you get 50% off. I mean, there's not a better deal out there.
There's really not.
I real quick got to go into the 3/8-inch mesh net. I just got to rant about it real quick. I don't understand why it is the most popular net on the water. I don't get it because it makes no sense to me. It is like the gill master. Like it is the Christmas tree.
Particularly in Charlotte Harbor.
Yeah, there's no point for it in my mind. I don't see.
I love my 3/8.
I've owned them. He owns them. I think the 1/4-inch and then the 1/2-inch. Yeah. Those are your two nets you need. The 3/8 for the people, I guess, that can't like afford both. So they go with the mid-range. But really, it's just like.
That's why this is our wish list.
Yeah, I got a 10-foot quarter inch net that's a pound and a half per foot.
That's a Tim Wade net.
It's a Tim Wade net. Super nice. Love that thing. Got it for Christmas a couple years ago, actually. Nice. I love that thing. And it's heavy enough to where I can throw some deeper water and not worry about the whole 3/8-inch, quarter inch. It's going to sink in time to catch what I need to catch.
That's the nice thing about the Barracuda is you can pick how much weight
you want
can,
on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
you can
the beauty
get the
of a custom
water,
net. You can pick
custom,
whatever you want.
The deep water,
it's
guide
also,
series.
All right, Travis, what's your first round pick?
Okay. My first round pick is a knife.
A knife?
Yeah.
I love knives.
And I just feel like every outdoorsman should have a knife.
Hmm. And multiple knives,
and
let's
be
honest.
Since we're first round, I'm going Benchmade.
Ooh.
I'm going high. Like my daily carry is a Kershaw. I like my Kershaw and all that stuff. But I'm going with a Benchmade Crooked River. And this is worth Googling and looking this thing up. It's sexy as all get out. You can get it with the wood handle, like the old knives you used to buy at like the Walmart or the hardware store.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But it's got the quick flip open.
Beautiful.
It's Benchmade, so they'll sharpen it for life. It's got a warranty on it. I just think that's solid. Like everybody should have a good knife in their pocket.
Absolutely.
And I'm going first round pick, I'm going
how
knife.
How does that work? You send it in, they'll sharpen it for you?
Yep. You send it in and they'll send it back with a new edge on it.
That's awesome. Bought one of the bright orange Benchmades years ago for Christmas for myself, and then I felt guilty for spending $100 on a knife, and I brought it back and returned it the next day.
Oh man.
That's a sad story,
but
man.
I probably wouldn't still have it because I think I've bought
you'd lose it, right?
I've lose.
But this
so
is a Christmas wish list, so I'm keeping it on. Like
right.
I'm not gonna
you're
say
going with the quarterback pick.
I don't want a $40 Kershaw,
right?
Even though it's a great knife and there's nothing wrong with it, I'm gonna go high end here.
We said you have a daily carry.
Yeah,
so you typically don't lose your knives, and
I don't.
You have one all the time.
I don't. So. I'm pretty. That's like a sentimental item to
right,
me.
Right, right.
Like it's something I like to have.
If he's going to lose something, it's an iPhone in a duck blind.
That's not really part of this show, though.
Yeah,
we don't really want to get into that.
Different episode.
I will say the time I was with Flip, I had my brand new iPhone 6, 2 weeks old, and I was so excited. I just hopped in the water. I was filming, and... It's gone.
Yeah. I think
it was well worth it. The experience was well worth it.
I think my phone is still in a bag of rice at your house. It is, right?
It's in your oven.
I don't know.
All right, Emily.
It is?
Somewhere.
It's in that bag of rice still.
Yeah, wherever that bag of rice is.
You lost the phone.
Well, no, I mean.
He got a new one.
I know, but that phone was going to be good. I know, it fell off the boat.
He sucks all the moisture out.
It was a while back.
Can we tell this story? Gosh, we're just getting really distracted. So we're on the south end of Wheaton Island, which is the most fished area in all of Tampa Bay. And we get there first, of course, and there's a bunch of snook, and we're chumming them up, and they want nothing to do with us. And then four boats pull up like that, all in a line with them. And Wire's freaking out. Like, what are they doing? They're so close to them. Like,
I'm not used to this down in Fort Myers. I mean, these four boats.
You get away down south.
They came right next to us
and anchored up. If we were trying to work that shoreline, I mean,
I'm the same way.
I've never seen it before.
That's why I charter out of Placida and not here.
Wyler had this great idea. This is what I'm thinking. The idea he had is he decided to jump in the water, basically.
I go to step down off the front and totally miss, fell off the side of the boat, kind of flip off the side, and it was shallow water, so I just start dying laughing, and all these boats are around us.
It was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
It was hilarious.
And then I realized, my phone's right there in my pocket, and, I mean, it was toast.
And then the boat in front of us hooks up, and then the next boat in front of them hooks up, and then I cast and I hook up, and it was just like
we had to wake him up a little bit.
Falling in the water was a good luck charm, man.
Maybe you're the good luck charm.
Maybe.
I think it was the reels. We only had ospreys on the boat.
Like
we already talked about the juju.
Maybe it's not you. All right, Em, this is the quarterback pick. Like you got to go big or go home here.
I'm going big. I'm drafting the Sig Sauer P938 Micro Compact Concealed Carry Gun.
Yeah, you've had this on your list for a long time.
So long. So I got my concealed carry in 2016, yep. I want to say. But I have not had a pistol that was small enough for me to actually conceal it on my body because I'm kind of a small person. So I tried to shove the one I have like in my pants and put a shirt over it, and it's hilarious. Because you can see it. So we went and tested out some guns at Leadfeather in Winter Haven. So shout out to Leadfeather. And every guy working in the store was actually carrying this particular Sig Sauer model. And he took it out of his holster and let me, put it on myself. And
he unloaded it first.
He did. He was smart.
Very careful and safe.
So anyway, that's my first draft. And I want the extended clip. So it's a little bit easier to hold because this is a tiny little gun. That's it.
That's strong. All right, that wraps up round one.
Better take some notes, Travis. She wants the extended clip.
Strong on her list. Nate, round two.
Okay, so for round two of the 2017 Christmas gifts draft, I would like a Yeti Panga duffel bag. Going back to the Yetis that you were talking about.
I was thinking about that one.
Those duffel bags, I picked one up at Andy Thornall's in Winter Haven. I was looking at it the other day. That thing is so nice. It is just made, built to, I mean, you
with
could
waterproof
built
zippers.
Last,
you
isn't
could,
that there?
You could blow that thing up with like a stick of dynamite. Probably wouldn't do anything. Those things are solid, and they're awesome, and I want one really bad.
Okay, Nate, that's strong.
I thought the rules were that no two picks from the same company. Wasn't that Yeti?
No, you can go products. Same company. You can't go
same
product.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like so you could do the
good.
Same team.
That was good. Anytime you can back someone into having to back out of a pick, that's a good move.
It's a good move.
Ty, you're up.
This one I saw actually a couple weeks ago, and I really wanted it at the time. And this isn't like a want. This is I'm gonna get this item. It's the Meng Tarpon hat they just came out with. In the particular color, it's like a grayish, like a charcoal gray hat. With like a, I think it's a silver tarpon on it. Maybe I'm getting my colors wrong, but either way, it's a
really... Is it
really
the tarpon with the... Does he have the roots on him, like they're like on their shirts and stuff?
Or? No, this one doesn't. It's just a regular tarpon print, but it's got the Meng letters through it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it looks really, really cool, and I really like their apparel. And in particular, I really wanted that hat, and I told them I wanted that hat, and they were staying at my place, and they rolled out of town. We kind of split ways after the boat show, and I didn't get an opportunity to get one, so I really want one for Christmas.
Yeah. And it sounds like that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Like, that's a non-negotiable for Christmas. Like, that's happening.
Yeah, I'm making it happen more than
another. And Main Gear, since we're talking about them for a minute, you know those guys a little bit, and we've talked about them on a recent show, but they are really big into conservation.
Yeah, so Main Gear was started by Kyle and Keith Rawson. They're actually good friends with Wilder. He's just talking about how he's known them since 2009. So he knows them a lot better than I do.
Freshman year of college.
Let him talk about their company.
They want to plant mangroves, right?
I think that's all that they really want to do. You know, they got the buy one, plant one initiative going. Ty and I were at their house maybe a month ago, right after Irma. And we were filming for a fundraiser we were doing. And, you know, they've got these tennis courts in the back there. It's like a compound over there almost.
Yeah, they call it like the Hacienda Napolis. It's like,
it's crazy.
Pablo Escobar's compound.
Drug impresario. Yeah.
But these tennis courts, they literally have an entire tennis court of just mangrove propagules that they're growing. Thousands of them that they've had their ambassadors collect, that they go out and collect. And then they grow them enough so that they can sustain them their own growth. And then every single person that buys something, they get their email address, plant that mangrove, and email them the certificate with their name, the GPS coordinates of their mangrove, and the number of the tree so that, you know, 5 years from now, when your mangrove is number 150 million, you know that they've planted 150 million mangroves. I mean, the guys are great.
It's just such a simple way to give back and still make a good product, a cool product.
Right.
But you're also, by just buying the product, you're helping out the environment.
Mangroves, that's one of the foundations of the fisheries.
It's everything.
You know, mangroves and seagrass, that's where, you know, the tarpon, the snook, the redfish grow up. Exactly. You know, it's their home.
Not to mention that it's great for the coastlines as well.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It helps with the erosion. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, this is second round, so this has got to be solid still, right? You don't want to be going for value at this point. You want to be still going for like a superstar.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna go with a generator.
Okay.
Yes.
I stayed till the last minute at my house, 2 o'clock on Saturday before Irma, when they had the storm surge set at 12 feet for my house. Mm. We just packed up a few of the essentials, you know, the beer, the Tito's, the fishing reels, and walked across the street to my buddy's house so we could all ride it out together. As soon as we got over there, my girlfriend and I, he was there with his wife, his daughter, and his mother-in-law. They were obviously watching the news, and it said 12 feet for our neighborhood there. So, you know, their parents were down the road, and then they decided to go. Long story short, we all booked it out of there. We lost power for 13 days, and I lost a lot of food in the fridge. Mm. If I'm going to be fishing, and I had to obviously taken some precautions with that, you know, had some blocks of ice surrounding some fish, but I don't want to have any issues with that. I'm going to get a generator.
Are you talking like a whole house generator?
No, I just want something where I can, you know, plug in a fan, plug in my, or even the refrigerator, and plug in the boat. That's it.
Oh, that's strong.
You know,
I like
that's
that.
That's a great pick.
We rolled the camper into the driveway and lived in it for a week.
Nice.
Off a generator. We ran the air conditioner in the camper and the
I had a full tank of gas on the boat, and I couldn't find gas, so I had to siphon gas out of the boat.
We did that too.
During the storm, I was out there unhooking gas lines. Second round, and I'm not just saying this because you guys are sitting here. Second round, I'm going Florida Fishing Products reel. Like, that's a strong Christmas choice, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's the right. What's your price point?
So price point right now is between $174.99 and $194.99.
Okay.
So sub 200.
Well, you can't beat that for a Christmas present. So Ty, tell me, do you guys have any promotions coming up for the holidays for these reels or for your products or anything else?
Definitely. So I'm really glad you asked. And I definitely wanted to talk about this. So we're actually doing a 12 days of Christmas sale. So for each day, starting, I believe we decided on December 4th. To the 16th or 17th, to give us a little bit of extra time for shipping out all the items. With the purchase of a new Osprey spinning reel or any order over $100, not only are we giving free shipping, but we're also giving a free item. And I don't want to drop any hints yet. I think we will as we get a little bit closer to the 12 days of Christmas, closer to December. We'll drop a couple of hints out there, but they're going to be good items. We're looking at like $20 to $30 price range. Definitely stay tuned for that. And if any of you guys out there are Salt Strong Insider members, they have an exclusive coupon. If you are an Insider member, that you will be able to pair up with this 12 days of Christmas
deal. So you can stack
deal.
A coupon with
so
the deal?
You'll be able to stack a coupon. I think it's going to be hurting us. It's going to be hurting me, really. Tim loves the idea. He loves it.
Well, hey, I don't mind it. I'd rather more people get our reels so that they can use them and see how great this. They are.
I've seen some of the wives that are listening to this podcast.
They probably loved that part.
Yeah, they're going to be all over that deal.
There's going to be some great items, ladies, so, for your husbands, for your kids as well.
Well, and maybe they can get an item for themselves, and they can get a reel for dad, and everybody wins in the end, right?
Exactly. Girls like good-looking reels. These reels are sexy. Didn't you say that earlier?
That's the word I would use is sexy to describe them.
Okay, so my second round, I am drafting the Cabela's Color Phase hoodie. This is a camo hoodie from Cabela's that has this new technology. It's called Foremost Adapt. Have you guys heard of this?
Nope.
No.
It's really cool. So first, let me just rant for a second. The Cabela's website is the worst to shop.
It's terrible.
Cabela's, do something about your website. But this technology is essentially, as the temperature drops, the green mild weather pattern on this hoodie transforms to muted shades of brown. Wow. So it's temperature specific.
That's
and
cool.
I so think like that's freaking jacket. Awesome. Yeah. And so for Florida, where it's hot, it's cold, and we kind of have a lot more greenery later in the season, I want this hoodie because it'll be good camo for our specific like color palette.
It's going to be like a mood jacket. Like
basically, it's
that's
a mood
exactly
jacket.
What I thought. Mood like, jacket. I remember they used to sell like tie-dye t-shirts. Everyone at this table is probably too old to remember this. That would change colors based on how hot or cold you were.
Yeah.
So like in the morning, the shirt was blue, and by after
I just
lunch,
remember the rings. You put the rings on, and mood depending rings. On the color, you could see if the girl was mad or happy.
So they never worked out like they were supposed to, right?
By the way.
Yeah,
I've made things very helpful.
If anybody's listening and they know of another company that has this technology, please leave us a comment on social media somewhere at Cast and Blast FL because I'm really interested in this. It's the first time I've read about it, and I've only seen it at Cabela's.
All right, round three.
Okay, so for my third round pick, I'm going with a full set of camo from either First Light Gear or Sitka Gear.
Okay.
These guys make, both of these companies make excellent quality camo. And it's like technical stuff. It's like really good. It's not just your average everyday cotton and stuff like that. It's like merino wool and some synthetics that are really nice and lightweight, but also can be warm if you're hunting colder weather. And they're big. Both of these companies are big proponents of conservation, which I'm big. It's a big deal.
I'm a fan.
So, you know, that's what I'm going with. A full set of camo from either First Light or Sitka Gear.
What's in a full set of camo? Does it like include underwear and stuff?
No, I mean they do make like wool underwear.
I know, I've seen Sitka's website.
I heard those are really comfy.
Yeah, they look really comfy.
Like they're like $65.
Do they have like a wool man thong?
Yeah.
No, gosh, gross.
It's great when you're sitting in the stand.
I feel like that's what you're gonna need. Yeah.
No, I'd like to have like a couple of shirts and a light jacket and a pair of pants. That would be pretty sweet. Because I do hunt in Florida a lot, and it never gets really cold. So,
Ty?
All right, we're going to speed this up a little bit. So I'm going to have to go, and I have a few of these already, but I always need more fishing rods. So I'm going to have to go with a Bull Bay Stealth Sniper 6 to 12 pound. Huge, huge sight fisherman. It pairs up perfectly with our 2,500 and 3,000 size reels. So it's a 7'6", 6 to 12 pound Stealth Sniper rod by Bull Bay Rods.
Made in Polk County.
Made in Polk County. That's right. That's right.
Lakeland guys. So
their blanks are from Stewart, and then they actually wrap all the rods in Lakeland now. So
awesome.
Awesome company. Awesome people.
Good conservation-minded company, too.
For Christmas this year, I want to get another pair of Extra Tough boots. I've got a pair of those ankle deck boots right now. They're non-slip. They're comfortable. When it's hot outside, they stay cool. And on the days that's a little chilly, you know, they keep your feet dry, which helps you stay a lot warmer. And, you know, the non-slip on those boots is unbelievable. We're out throwing the cast net in the morning, especially with wintertime coming. It can be a little nippy. For me, as soon as my feet get wet, it gets frustrating. And then on top of that, my boat's very slippery. so I don't have to worry about slipping, falling, breaking my leg. My girlfriend wants a pair of the boots. They got these girls ones, like every girl's got their pair of rain boots. Like,
yep.
The bright pink ones that they wear on the days it's not even raining, it's a little cold. But they got these boots and they like flip over and there's like some cool.
They're cute.
Like, yeah, no, they're cute. They're pretty neat looking.
Okay.
I don't know. They got designs in the inside so that when you flip them down and like roll them inside out almost, the design shows. And yeah. On the outside, mm-hmm. It just looks like a regular boot.
These are the Salmon Sisters.
The Salmon
Extra
Sisters?
Tough boots, yeah. There and then it looks like there's another print as well, but.
So I'm going to have to get a pair of Salmon Sister boots, and then I'm going to get myself another.
What's the female perspective here?
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Do you like them?
I'm firmly out on these boots.
Oh.
They are fugly.
Oh,
man.
Sorry, girlfriend of Weiler. Yeah, this is not my jam at all.
Well, I mean, that's okay. You know, now I'm probably not going to get her them.
But
nothing
I'm
like a second
like,
opinion.
Do you wear shoes when you fish?
I like to.
Extra tough boots all the time.
All I do is wear those boots. Hey, before the extra tough boots, I wore those black Crocs that were for the restaurant workers, like the non-slip. I mean, those things, I literally wore those every single second I was on the boat, like in the steaming sun and I'd wear socks so they didn't get stinky and my feet didn't sweat too bad. But, you know, they're comfortable. And then the problem with those is that the backs are open.
Right.
So if I'm done throwing the net, because I only throw pancakes, and I don't like other people throwing the net, because if they don't throw a pancake, I want to get in and out.
No page. If they throw tacos or half moons
bananas, whatever it is.
I remember when Wilder used to throw bananas.
I don't know. Can I throw a cast net?
You can throw a cast net now.
All right.
Nate can throw a cast net, too.
You can throw the cast net all the
time. Cast net competition.
Did Wilder just endorse socks and Crocs on the boat?
Oh, I love socks and Crocs.
Socks and Crocs.
Socks and Crocs.
Not right. anymore. It's called socks and extra tufts.
Socks and extra tufts.
But they, when someone else is using the bucket to rinse off the back, I don't have to worry about them
getting you wet.
The Crocs, there was no backside of
right.
the Crocs.
Right.
And
so
I get so
wet.
Upset when the socks get
socks,
wet.
Practical. Socks is no good on the boat.
No, yeah. Wet socks is even worse, though. I'm telling you, you get a pair of those extra tufts, a little low deck boots, and you wear a pair of socks with them, your feet are going to be so comfortable all day. You're not going to worry about slipping. They stay cool. I think you're going to give them a try.
I'll check them out. You've convinced me to check them out.
I do like their women's deck shoes. I'm pulling up their site right now. Those are cute.
There you go.
I'm not into the boots, though.
The deck shoes.
My third round pick is the Live Target Hollow Body Mullet. And it's like a cross between one of those frogs like a bass fisherman uses. It's weedless. It's a top water bait. Like, you can work it on top of the water across no water grass flats. And it looks like a mullet.
This sounds like the greatest lure to ever be invented.
Yeah, I'm
I've
excited.
Been waiting for one of these.
It's in, and of all the things we're gonna pick, it's $15, right? So it's like a stocking stuffer. Somebody can get that.
You want 10 of them?
Yeah.
Hollow-bodied mullet.
Hollow-bodied mullet.
Say that three times fast. Hollow-bodied mullet.
Need a few more ultras and then see how you say that. So yeah, that's my third round pick. Strong. I feel like that's like a sleeper.
Strong pick.
Sleeper.
It's a sleeper pick. All right, Em.
Okay, my third round. I know that you are a Olakai guy, my husband Travis, but I am a reef fan.
Oh Lord,
who needs a bottle opener on the bottom?
Yeah, it's like
shoe?
A it's like a frat party.
Well, the girls' versions I've never seen have a bottle opener on the bottom of the shoe, but the Reef Dream flip-flops are my third round pick. They're like a quilted bottom and they're smooshy. They're like the perfect amount of smooshy, and that is my pick. They are one of the cheaper picks on my
what
list.
What I found interesting is that Reef is just they're known for to be like the bottle opener sandals,
right?
Like, that's what everyone knows them as.
What other sandals have a bottle opener?
None.
Quicksilver, do they?
I feel like some of them might.
Yeah, I think Quicksilver does.
Some of them probably do.
You said Reef, and I thought, oh, she likes
the bottle opener.
Reef is like the official flip-flop of
which,
pipes.
Have you seen one of those scratch a boat yet? Yeah, like, they'll wear and...
Oh, I bet that.
Like, you get that metal on your fiberglass. Oh,
have you had it happen?
The worst. I've seen it happen.
Oh, boy.
Or I haven't seen it happen. I've seen a boat that it happened to.
The whole boat?
No. Just like a little section where the guy...
Where he slipped and...
Fourth round, last round. Nate, go.
All right, so last pick, I'm going to go with a hunting item. And they're the Walker's Game Ear Silent Earbuds. Okay, so when we're in the duck blind, I typically don't wear ear protection, and that's a bad thing.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and anytime I'm on the shooting range or anything like that, I always wear it. But the problem with, like, the foam earplugs is that you can't hear to talk to anybody. And so with the what these do is they have a like a microphone on them that picks up under a certain decibel level sounds that you can hear. So you can talk normally and have a conversation. But as soon as it gets over a certain decibel, like a gunshot, it shuts it off. And so it's actually protects your ears.
Very cool pick.
So I really...
That was on my list.
I mean, those would be awesome if I could get those.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to make sure you get these. Because we've been having some discussions about ear protection literally this week.
I think it's called selective hearing.
Yeah. Our anniversary was this weekend, so I've reached the age where selective hearing kicks in.
Yep.
All right, Ty, fourth and final pick.
Well, this is something I think every fisherman should do. I think I'd have to get Kenny Chesney tickets.
Oh man, here we go.
I'm just kidding.
Right.
That was a blow right there. Right.
That's the last thing I'm going to get for Christmas. I would say, seriously, I really need a new pair of sunglasses. And, you know, for the last many years, I've been a Costa guy, but I'm now looking to switch over and check out the Smith Chromapop lenses. I'm thinking the new Guide's Choice lenses. I don't know if you guys use. You're shaking your
head. I had a pair of those once.
I'm a Smith guide.
We both have Chromapop.
Cool. You love them?
Yes.
Love
them.
We've been Smiths since way back.
Yeah.
We left Costa. Nothing wrong with the Costa product. They make a good product.
Oh, they have great glasses, yeah.
But we switched over to Smith. We were just looking to try something different. And, man, right. The clarity in them is just, they're awesome.
That was the first time I ever had a pair of glasses on a boat where I could see the fish in the water.
I got eagle eyes on the water. I see things people don't see typically.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been told that my buddies are like, trust me, the Chroma Pop's like a whole other level.
It really is.
It is.
The Costas, but
it really
is. I've been a Costa guy for a long time too. Still wear them, but anytime you like scratch a lens or crack a lens, it's like $80 to get it replaced. And so I'm like, I've got two cracked lenses right now, and I'm like, well, I might as well just get a new pair. But I'm looking at Smith's as well. I'm looking to just to switch it up a little bit.
Fourth
and final pick.
So I've always been a little bit of a photography guy. You know, I've never had like a great camera. You just got a camera pretty recently here, Ty, and
I've got both.
I'm more of the bargain hunter. I'm more of the bargain hunter, so I've been looking pretty diligently at some of the nicer DSLR cameras, and I noticed that the one area that it's very, very pricey is the not necessarily waterproof, but the weather-sealed cameras. Mm-hmm. And out of all the different companies, most of them are at least $1,000 to get a weather-sealed camera, but there's the Pentax K70. It's a 24 megapixels weather sealed, and it's actually under $600 for a weather sealed.
And it's a digital SLR?
Digital SLR comes with I think 30 to 130 millimeter lens. It 24 megapixels. It's got image stabilization.
Wow. I mean,
the specs on it are great. It's not like a Canon or anything, but Pentax is still a respectable brand. And you know, I figure, why would I spend $1,000 on a camera when I can spend, you know, I think it's like $570.
Wow. And get in the door and at least.
And I'm not going to take it underwater, but, you know, right. I want to take pictures on the boat of the reels.
You don't want to worry about it.
Well, I'm still going to worry, but a little less worry.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it as much. If it,
you know, like it's like the new iPhone. They say it's water resistant.
Right.
But
you're not going to jump in with
exactly.
It. But if it gets splashed, you're not going to freak
out.
That was
a big selling point for me, you know, because I'm going to be going on the water.
Right. I hear you, man. All right. This is my last pick. I'm picking a Watershed Zip Dry gun case.
Nice.
This is a gun case. It's made by a company called Watershed. They were reviewed in Wildfowl Magazine. And this is the only gun case I found that floats and seals. So there's a lot of floating gun cases out there, but your gun still gets wet.
Yeah.
And I hunt salt water a lot, and that's
not
bad for a gun.
So
it's $120. It's a little expensive, but it rolls down like the old boat bags. You remember the boat bags you'd see that you'd roll the top down
and snap them?
The end of the case runs like this, and it's got the little purge pocket, so it'll get the air out. And
nice.
But it still floats. So
that's
I think that'd be my fourth round pick.
It's a good pick.
M, finish this up.
So I'm going with, we were just ranting about this off recording, but skin protection, if you're going to be outdoors hunting or fishing, is super important. Take it from somebody in her 30s, you're going to wish you had worn more sunscreen in your 20s. So I'm going to draft the Sunbum SPF 50 Clear Zinc Oxide. You get a 1 ounce tub for $10 and you rub it on your face, and it actually feels, I have a table full of guys looking at me like, what the heck are you talking about? It feels like you're putting lotion on your face or giving yourself some kind of mask or treatment. It's super smooth and soothing. It doesn't sting like a lot of sunscreens do for me, but I'm sensitive. So I think it's worth drafting. Skincare is important, girls.
Solid.
And guys.
And boys. Guys. It's Florida, too. Like, it's right Cocoa Beach.
Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
That wraps up our Christmas fantasy football What I Want for Christmas items draft. So thanks to the guys for Florida Fishing Products for driving over and being a part of this. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It was awesome.
Stay tuned for part two coming at you next Tuesday.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. All production and editing is done by Emily Thompson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media at Cast and Blast FL.